Time now for the big questions on a Tuesday.
Numero uno.
We know Texas Tech played four, ultimately lost the national championship game last night to Virginia, 85-77. Guys, who's going to be the next team in Texas in either college football or men's college basketball who will win the national championship?
Aggies football. There you go. Bam.
Aggies football.
I will appreciate all your praise, gifts of gratitude. You can send it to 24 Greenway Plaza.
I'll put a checker on a checker.
Now, Seth Payne first proclaimed us on the advent of a golden age of Houston sports several years back. We are now in the middle of that golden age. Some of you refuse to acknowledge it, but we are. And this is my next proclamation. Texas A&M will win a national football championship.
I'm a big fan of the UTSA Roadrunner football program. I think that the Roadrunners are going to get it done at some point, if not before the Texas State Bobcats. If I have to pick between all of them, I really like that A&M hired Buzz Williams, but they're a little bit away. Texas is very far away in college basketball. If I have to pick between the two college football programs right now, I feel like Texas has an easier path because Texas is in the Big 12. And Texas last season, it did feel like took a pretty good step forward towards being back to where they used to be. It's just a matter of can they beat Oklahoma? They did beat them once last year. I think it's Texas football.
I think it's Texas football as well for the exact same reason, the schedule. The SEC West is brutal, and while Jimbo Fisher has had good early results, it's just hard to get through that SEC West unscathed.
Iron sharpens iron, bro. Tell me about Alabama. SEC West. You know? No. We're good. Jimbo, I believe in Jimbo. I've long believed in Jimbo.
I do too, but the problem is there are other good coaches.
Years and years and years.
You're part of the cult already.
Yeah.
And you've been indoctrinated.
You guys act like Nick Saban's going to live forever. Nick Saban's going to die, and then the Aggies are going to win a national championship.
But how soon is he going to die? Look how his hair looks.
It looks so good.
It looks really good.
He's going to retire or something. He's up there.
He's up there, but he looks very young.
Nick Saban grouse about guys leaving his program because they can get good paying jobs elsewhere.
67 yes. years old.
I don't know why anybody would leave when they could make $3 million in the NFL instead of staying here and being a backup for me.
He's 67, but he looks younger than my dad, and he's 5 years older than my dad.
Saban looks good, there's no doubt.
Numero dos.
DeMarcus Lawrence got a new contract with the Cowboys over the weekend, 5 years, $65 million guaranteed. Do you believe Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien are willing to give Clowney the same deal as DeMarcus Lawrence got from the Cowboys?
No. I don't think so. And I, on top of that, don't think it's going to happen. I'm really skeptical of a long-term contract between the Texans and Clowney ever happening. I think that I could see Clowney playing under the franchise tag at the very least in the second half of this coming season, if not all of next year. But I'm having a really hard time seeing him here past this coming season.
I believe that they are willing to give him that contract. I don't think Clowney will be ready. And this is all opinion. I don't think Clowney will be ready to accept that contract just yet.
Okay.
He's going to string this thing out. But I think ultimately he's here in September. I'm saying at this point, 55% chance it's under a contract like this, 45% chance that it's just so we can play out this this franchise tag year.
I would be willing to give Clowney the same deal DeMarcus Lawrence got in Dallas, but I'm with Paul. I don't think they're going to be quite willing to do that. I just get the sense that there is some sort of mistrust when it comes to Clowney.
See, this is the thing you have to remember with Clowney. And whatever, even if they have some degree of mistrust or whatever it might be, all that money, like all these contracts these days, is paid out in the first 3 years. That's what anybody cares about. Right now, they've already got him locked down for the next 2 years. They can get him at pretty much the same rate over the next 3 years and still be able to walk away or part ways or whatever they need to do. That's how all these contracts are structured. 5 years, 6 years, it doesn't matter.
But it gets worse and worse every single year that you give him said tag, though. I mean, I think that there will come a point where they will be in a difficult position if they were to give him the franchise tag this year and next year. Right, Seth?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That, like, there's no harm in them giving them. I don't think, like, them giving them the contract this year isn't like.
Oh, this year it's fine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think what Seth is saying is they have the 2 years of control. This contract would be 3 years of control.
Right.
It's not huge.
They're not going that far out on a limb to give him this contract.
Yes. Now, you don't need to sell me on this, Seth. I agree. I don't think this contract, listen, it's a commitment. It's 3 years. It's $65 million guaranteed. It's important, but ultimately, it's not going to kill your salary cap. As long as he's on the field and playing exactly the way he has been playing for the last 3 years,
right.
I'm going to feel totally fine about that contract. But I just have some doubts based on some of the things that Paul has heard. whether the Texans are actually willing to do that.
And you know what? I think he could change their mind this season if he finally gives them that statistical season where maybe he is more impactful than he's been in the past. But if I'm Clowney, I'm like, what have I done the last couple of years? Like, haven't I proven enough to you already that I am on a now approve it essentially deal this year and theoretically next year too if you give me the tag again?
And I would actually feel worse about their football analysis if they felt that way, because let's be honest, if Clowney gets more sacks this year, it's not because he all of a sudden became a revolutionary better pass rusher, it's because he got a little bit luckier than he was the last 2 years. Like, people look at his numbers and they're like, well, Clowney hasn't had double-digit sack seasons. Yeah, because he had a face mask on Ben Roethlisberger, but he had the sack, he was right there. So, to me, the pure numbers, like, you know what he is as a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he, whatever they have doubts about with Clowney, if he came in this year under the franchise tag and solve all of those questions, then giving him this kind of money if they had doubts now would make more sense.
Go back to Cecil Shorts, how he talked about how early on in his career, Clowney wasn't necessarily the guy who was the hard worker bee, at least off the field, you know, in the weight room and things like that. All right, imagine he does all that stuff this offseason, this season, or something like that. Are there going to be tangible results on the field for Clowney? Honestly, I don't know, and I feel like the Texans think that there would be. I think that's the disconnect right there, is that they feel like if he put in a little bit more, there would be a little bit more from Clowney. I don't know that there would. I think he's a natural talent, and I think that the way that he's going about things keeps him healthy.
The big questions on a Tuesday morning.
Número tres.
We are in the last week of the NBA's regular season. Who's going to win the MVP award, and how close is it going to be?
This one's going to be close, but I think Giannis wins it. I think Giannis wins like 60 to 40% or something along those lines.
I feel like I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. It's weird to me, but I was thinking the same thing.
Like a couple of Texas Rangers.
It's weird. Yeah, I think.
Hey, Mike, can I grab that? Yeah. How are you doing down there?
I think Nope. Giannis will win, I believe. I think it'll be relatively close. I'll say 65, 35, 60, 40, somewhere in that range.
The odds have Antetokounmpo winning. The players just chose James Harden. I think the last time the players chose James Harden for the MVP was the year he lost it to Steph Curry, right?
Yes.
I think Westbrook also 2 years ago.
Oh, he won it that year too?
So
it's almost a bad omen for James Harden when the players choose him.
The media likes to stick it to the players.
And the players who the NBA is the one sport where I feel like the players actually do watch more of the entire league than most of the media does. And a lot of other sports, like when there's Pro Bowl voting in football, man, football players themselves only get to see a very small, and coaches get to see a small slice of the league over a given year. Where basketball, I think it's different. I think basketball players know what the hell they're talking about. But it will be a photo finish for Antetokounmpo. And
So you think that Giannis wins, but barely?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You think he wins close. Well, we'll find out what happens in about 3 months when people start forgetting about this entirely.
Right, when they announce it, yeah. four months after the, I believe the rule is they go 5 months after the Academy Awards.
It's like late June, yeah. we'll find out the answer to this vexing question, Harden or Giannis?
It's the dumbest thing in
Number
sports.
Four.
There's an article in ESPN, Justin Verlander says he wants to be the next Tom Brady. Verlander was solid last night, quality start, but he wasn't great. Can Justin Verlander be a really good pitcher, a top-notch pitcher, until he's 40 years old?
Yeah, and he will. I don't know why anyone's skeptical about that. I don't like what I've seen to open up this season, but I 100% am confident that he is going to get back to the form that we saw him pitching at last year and that he's going to be able to keep this up for the next couple of seasons.
I don't know why I get so offended when you just ask this question, Mike, but I do. I get offended because I feel like you present it as more of an impossibility than any rational person should.
No, open question.
No, but I know you're skeptical. I know you are. When you asked whether they should sign Gerrit Cole or Justin Verlander to a 3-year extension, I said hands down it should have been Verlander. This was before he signed his 2-year extension.
Yes.
I thought that Verlander was a top priority because like Verlander exhibits no signs of aging at this point. His velocity has improved over the last couple of years. All these things that he's doing off the field in terms of his sleep, his nutrition, his recovery, his workouts, it's way ahead of what Nolan Ryan was able to do 20 plus years ago. And I just, I'm extremely optimistic that he's going to be productive well past the Astros extension. I think 2 years from now, we're going to be trying to figure out, Mike's going to be sitting here asking like, well, can Justin Verlander possibly be good for another 2 years? And I'm going to get angry again. Yeah.
But at some point, due to just father time, at some point.
That. You can't prove that.
At some point, like stem eventually cells. With Brady, I'll be right.
Stem cell, I don't even know. Look, I don't even know what these guys are doing with stem cells and whatnot. Like, they might have, Verlander might have the, because that's not illegal, by the way. That's not, like, doping or anything.
Yes.
This guy, Verlander might have the joints of, like, a 16-year-old Swedish boy. He might be completely brand new when it comes to all of his joints. He's getting stem cells injected and whatnot. I have no idea what these guys are doing over in Germany, but they feel good. They feel pretty good.
Are the Swedes more elastic, Seth, than most?
I feel like I have this image of like a young Swedish man training, like doing calisthenics out in the mountains, running up hills and everything.
I can see it.
Verlander, I mean, he looks like he's in excellent shape, and you know,
Verlander sounds kind of Swedish. I don't know what it is.
Verlander can be good until he's 40. I don't think he's gonna pitch quite to this level up until age 40. I do think that the odds would say that he's going to slow down at some point during this extension. I hope I'm wrong about that, but that's what I'm expecting to happen.
And Verlander is a Flemish name, Belgian origin. It was introduced into England in the end of the 17th century. By the Huguenots. There you go.
The Huguenots.
Yeah. Protestant.
A Huguenots reference on the radio program.
Do you trust him if he doesn't trust the Pope?